I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Bad economic news for China today. The government reported that Chinese exports declined in November compared to a year ago. That's the first fall in Chinese exports in 7 years, and it paints a worrisome picture for Chinese workers as export jobs dwindle and things get more expensive at home. Chinese leaders say they'll try and help, in part by cutting taxes, but that only goes so far when people are nervous about their next paycheck, as Jocelyn Ford reports from Beijing.
So far, China's big spenders, the young urban middle class, have been spared large-scale layoffs. But there are signs white-collar jobs are drying up. For instance, multinational firms have stopped hiring in their Chinese branch offices. Larry Wong heads the international recruiting firm Wong & Lee.
Basically what happens is it's a corporate-wide kind of mandates, you know, for a hiring freeze so they can rebudget, review operations worldwide. And that's happening for China as well.
27-year-old Catherine Wong was one of the first to feel the freeze. In October, she was laid off by an American IT giant, and she was shocked to find out that, for the first time in her life, she wasn't wanted.
I never lose job before. Now I have an employment. Even if I'm 27 years old, I think I'm old.
Catherine says she's worried about competition in the job market and the effect of the worldwide economic crisis on jobs. Like many young city people, she was used to job hopping, quitting one employer because another offered more money and better perks. That happy time seems over. In the past few weeks, Catherine's applied to 500 companies. She's only heard back from three. Before October, she earned about $16,000 a year, more than four times the average urban worker's salary. Today, she's showing me her new downsized lifestyle in a tiny room in the outskirts of Beijing.
Just like a hotel, right?
It has a bed, a desk, and a toilet hidden behind a frosted window.
No washing machine.
So there's no real kitchen here. The upside is she only pays $100 a month for rent. She's also cut other expenses and now manages on $300 a month, drawing on her savings account.
Stay at home, no entertainment. Yeah, just, you know, window shopping, not buy something.
Laura Ma is a headhunter for the Chinese firm Talent Top. She says other white-collar workers are also getting nervous. Typically, many would collect their year-end bonus and look for a better job.
Situation is different this year.
But this year, she says, they're staying put. They'd rather have stability. One of Catherine's friends is doing something even more extreme to keep her job.
Some women just want to get pregnant.
Catherine says government regulations protect pregnant women, and it's hard to lay them off. Escorting me through the narrow lanes outside her house, Catherine learned this was to be her lucky day.
Oh, 好的。一般那个 offer 要需要多长时间?
She got a phone call from a German company.
Whoa, I get an offer from other company.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
She says if all works out well, she'll be back to work next week. She'll move into a nicer apartment, and she says she'll hold on to the new job for dear life. For The World, I'm Jocelyn Ford in Beijing.